Let us commence our worship this evening with hymn number 768, the tune is Buckland 450. Jesus, shepherd of the sheep, thou thy flock dost feed and keep. Sweetest pasture dost prepare, watchest them with tender care. Thee the sheep profess and own, thee they love and thee alone. Thee they follow in the way, strangers will they not obey. Some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were, which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, but he that is in hiring, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division therefore again among the Jews for these sayings, and many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan in the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Oh, gracious God, confirm our souls with that living faith and exercise to call now upon thy name, who art the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. And as poor seeking souls, Lord, may we be favoured to have granted our requests, that thou would favour us to feel that life of the Spirit within, that if we come from those varied scenes, Lord, in this world, and come, Lord, with a desire that we might truly be profited in our souls in coming to Jesus, to hear his voice, to be attracted, Lord, in our souls by the Spirit's leadings to follow thee, and to be amongst those, Lord, that shall find the door of access into that one fold. Oh, how vital it is, Lord, to feel that union and communion with thee from off the mercy seat. Unite our hearts, Lord, to walk in thy fear, we pray thee, and do form thyself clearly with evidences in our hearts that we are born of God, and that our treasure is above. A little of that treasure in our earthen vessel, that the excellency of power may be of God and of us, to know, Lord, that thou hast the door of mercy open all day. Thou hast a door, Lord, and access into heaven to the dear Son of God's hearing. And Lord, those petitions that we put up before thee, that thou wilt send them to the Father, and that they might be answered by the blessed visits to our souls by the Comforter, to comfort us and confirm our souls that we have been called to thy grace. How vital it is, and how necessary, to be born again by the water and the Spirit. So do bow down on you, Lord, to a company of sinners here and on the relay system. We do pray thee that it might be a time of real love to confirm our souls. Thou calls us to lie down in the green pastures and draw water from the wells of salvation. Now we need, Lord, the words that we may have in our mind. We want, Lord, to be favoured with crumbs, with sips, something, Lord, that we can take home and believe have been bestowed upon us through God's mercy and by the Holy Spirit. We need, Lord, evidences that we are born of God. We need evidences, Lord, that thou art in heaven and thou art mindful of us. Thou come, rend the heavens and come down, touch the mountains, Lord. Our calm minds, our calm hearts, and do make us tender in thy fear. We know we can never get away, Lord, from our calm mind, but may the Spirit of truth overpower the devil that gets within us at times in driving in doubts and fears, and bring us, Lord, tonight into thy banqueting house, and may we feel thy banner of love over us. Something, Lord, that feel that our souls are knit together in the blessings of the gospel. Lord, we do need reviving, we do need confirming, we do need leading, and we do need guiding. And what's more of all, we need the application of thy word, that it might be a time, Lord, of feasting upon fat things and wine upon the lees well refined. Oh, do not leave us or forsake us, Lord, in these dark days of much evidence of sin, the devil at work everywhere. And oh, drive out the buyers and sellers of our hearts for a little while here this evening, that we might seek the Lord and find him whom we desire to love and walk worthily of vocation wherewith we have been called, looking unto thee, Lord. We know we're very earthly, very times cast down because of it. And oh, we would come and see Jesus. So Lord, do remember us each in mercy this night and here, friends at Ryde, also Lord, our friends at Adelaide, and also others, Lord, connected to the relay. We think of Connie, we think of Clem too, Lord, no doubt, as they all, Lord, are looking to thee for something. Do give them that something that they're desiring, some evidence, some confirming voice of heaven, from heaven, to touch their hearts and give them a little hope, Lord, to anchor these truths, anchor their soul to these truths, Lord, which will ultimately make them wise unto salvation through faith in Christ. Or is anything too hard for thee? Hear our poor prayers, Lord, and answer us, we do pray thee. May the Spirit anoint us to speak, anoint us to hear, and afterwards go on our ways, even feeling to rejoice, Lord, in the blessing of the gospel. And thou shalt the praise ever due to thy name. So we ask it for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 944. The tune is University College 515. Tell me, Saviour, from above, dearest object of my love, where thy little flocks abide, sheltered near thy bleeding side. Say, thou shepherd all divine, where I may my soul require to recline. Wherefore refuge shall I fly, while the burning sun is nigh? read you prayerfully the Gospel of John chapter 10 and reading verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. This time of this writing by the apostle was a time when the Jews were very much tempting and trying the only begotten Son of God. Full of their mouth with arguments that, and they would not believe how that by the works that he had done. And so it is with you and me if it comes to that. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works. And the wonderful works that Jesus Christ did and are recorded in not only in John's Gospel, but the Gospels. And now we realize those times whereby he tells us between those that are chosen and those that are outside the secret. And though we read the word and believe it, there are these evidences that the devil is very much in activity as he was in these days. And there was this division, and therefore among the Jews, as there will be in religious bodies to the end of time, I believe. But when the Lord manifests to you and me these good works, he works in you and me. And it is his works, dear friends, that call you by grace, that cause you to consider his name, consider him. Also, there was a name that is brought to light in the years, down the ages, for those that blaspheming will do. But those have been quickened into life by the Spirit, and they begin to be in want for the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. They will hear his voice often through the works that he performs, as he tells us here. And it is because he has known his people as sheep, so he reaches forth his arm and arrests them and causes them to have a change of thought and understanding of the things of this time, state and world. And begin to realize as the Lord quickens them and calls them by his grace, they begin to be in one. They're attracted to Christ. They're not attracted to Christ for the glory of the flesh. They're attracted to him because he has convinced them by the Spirit that they are sinners in the pure and holy eyes of him. And he reveals to them through his words that he came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. And we come across in our lives many of those that have a name to live and are dead, and they're full of religious excitement, full of making a noise, dear friends, and singing some awful songs that only stir up, dear friends, the flesh, excite their flesh. But to you and me that have been shown a little different, we come because we need this knowledge of salvation. We need to know that someone has gone before us to satisfy the laws that you and I have broken. And you may say, well, I haven't done this law or broken that law. But if you've broken one, we are told you've broken all. And who could satisfy the just demands of the broken law, all of them, but the only begotten Son of God, who is full of grace and full of truth? And we read, don't we, in the first chapter, he came amongst his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power The power, dear friends, to believe, the power to walk, the power to follow Christ. And some of you have been doing that for many years by the grace of God. And others, we trust, are following on in due time to know the truth and realize how favored they are when the Lord delivers them from the thief, dear friends, that would try to steal them away from following on in the footsteps of the flock of God. Those that believe in the Word of God. And so the Word becomes their meat and their drink indeed to seek that knowledge of salvation. Though they have other interests and will have interests in life, lawful interests, but deep down in their heart, this is the voice they want to hear. They want to be separated from one thing from the goats. How can two walk together except they be agreed? And so they want to hear his voice. And he tells them solemnly, these Jews, that ye believe not because ye're not of my sheep. And that's a solemn judgment, isn't it, upon them? And although you and I tremble to think that he might say that to us, but blessed be the Lord if so be he has spoken to you and me and exercise you to know the truth. Because as he told us in that parable, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We desire pastures. We desire that he might make us to lie down in green pastures in the glorious truths of the gospel. We want to be enabled to be partakers of the gospel, the sheep, and to be in this one fold. We shan't seek another fold, dear friends, if we find the suitability of the gospel of Christ as we have in our authorized version. And pray that we might be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Because he says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill. And so, the serpent that, dear friends, deceived Adam and Eve first, of course, but not to separate either of them, they were both found guilty of sin. And there's not one human being in the brought into the world that isn't guilty of sin. But they don't know it until the Spirit convinces them of their sin, of their sins and our sins. And what a mercy, this conviction. It comes suddenly, unexpectedly. You'll be found guilty of doing those things that you know contradict the teaching of the commandments of the Word of God. And like these robbers and these thieves, dear friends, they have an imaginary religion. They have a name to live and a dead. And yet they try to think that they know the truth. But Jesus alone can make you to know the truth. And so he says, my sheep. You see, you've been adopted by him for his own. Blessed mercy then, Jesus adopts us for his own by making us willing in the day of his power to hear his voice. He unstops your deaf ears. We've got a deaf ear to the gospel before we're born again. And there are countless people out there in the street, dear friends, that are deaf to the warnings of God, to the judgments that fall upon the face of the earth, and will not accept it because they've not been born again and made to realize that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And here make the people tremble, and still they may not hear there's a voice in it. But in your life and in your trials, there'll be a voice in those things that befall you. And you'll be like one of old that said, so did not I for the fear of the Lord. And you fear God because you tremble at the thought of being amongst those that are not of his sheep. and this may be sometimes, perhaps even long through your long life, some of you, that you are subject of the fear of death, and whether you will be prepared for those mansions in the sky, whether the Lord has got a set time to pardon your sins and mine. You believe in the Word of God, but you want to believe in Christ, that you are one that by the good works that He has revealed to you in your life, sets before an open door, causes you to be brought up under the truth by parents. And some may never have been brought up under parents, but they might be married, as we know one that is married into one of their friends that was of the world and has come under the sound of the gospel and has been born again by the water and the Spirit. These are the wonderful things of God's works. He is determined to save a chosen people. And oh, what a mercy it is that they're taught to believe, not like these argumentative Jews, as he said, he came amongst his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to be the sons of God. And yes, we know there are other sheep that he has, and they're all to be brought one day into the fold in heaven with Christ to be their king forever and ever. And so we bless the Lord if we can say, I heard his voice, a voice behind you, this is the way. You'd forsaken the truth. You were full up of all the so-called good things of this life. You thought life was just a game, was just a pleasure area. And then you began to realize, you began to be in want. And you sought him and may not yet have found him yet. But you still cannot give up seeking. For he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Because he will be found of these believers. We read of a character in Scripture. He was found in the waste-haring wilderness at an appointed time to be awakened and called to grace. And so down to the end of time there'll be these souls that hear his voice. And further than knowing his voice, they get contact with him. They feel that union with him. And they follow me, he says. What a mercy to have that desire in yourself to be following on, not founded, but you're following on to know the Lord, to know the truth, and the truth should make you and me free from the condemnation of broken law. And he follows on, he says, I give unto them eternal life. Who wouldn't want eternal life? Well, the point is that some never know about eternal life and never will, and they're perishing their sins. But blessed be the Lord, if you have been attracted to Christ, you would see Jesus, you would desire to hear his voice, and have this text performed in your experiences as he calls you by his name. And that name is precious, dear friends. As one says, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear, soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away each fear. Now in the world you'll have fears, even though you're a believer. You'll have fears. Fears of what steps to take. Fears of the unknown way. Fears of what you should do in this and that event in your life. And so, if you know the truth in any measure, and you've heard his voice, And he says unto you, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, in the midst of your troubles and your trials. He says, commit thy way unto me. Trust also in me, and I will bring it to pass. What a mercy in our days, if in our young years we're able to commit our way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and find him, bring it to pass. You're safe hands in her if you come to Jesus. You're safely in Christ. And you want him to govern your ways and your affairs, and you want all these things in your life to work together for your good. And he'll do it. There may be a balancing of the clouds when things are dark, things are tried. But if you and I cling to the Lord Jesus Christ and his words, if one says, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and unto me they were joy and rejoicing in my heart. And so we bless God if there are some words that have dropped into your mind and meditate upon you that your mind, and you can't get rid of them. Ask the Lord to show you now his way, my sheep. Oh, blessed and my adoption, isn't it? The Lord has chosen you before the world that he might make to you and me known his way. As he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will no wise cast out. My sheep. Oh, what a blessed privilege if we can feel we're one of the sheep of Christ. Separated from the goats. You can't walk together, can you, with them? But you can't judge them. Oh, be very careful how you judge others. Leave it to the righteous judge to judge your soul and mine. And the exercise will be this: how stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven and my credentials clear. Is Jesus Christ my only plea? Is he my great forerunner there? The Lord is able to truly work in you and me these blessed evidences of his good works here upon the earth. And how they're still flowing. They're still flowing even though he's now in heaven. And there will be that hearing of your cry unto thee, and now in thy kingdom heart, dear Lord, remember me, and remember me with the favour thou bearest unto thy people, and visit me with thy salvation. Because this is the most vital thing that you and I, the most vital works that he has performed in laying down his life for his friends, that you and I must have if we're to get to heaven. It's a new heaven and new earth wherein lies righteousness. And so we bless the Lord that he speaks to us here of eternal life. Never perish. It's a terrible thing how some people suddenly perish in their lives. A dreadful incident this week. A man driving his vehicle across into the depths of the sea with two little dear little children with him. But all appointed, let us not be without, dear friends, understanding of these things. The appointment of death. I was on a place, and who can say how not? Oh, to know something of this blessed evidence that you and I are seeking faith and believing in the Lord Jesus. Because he says, whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the object of every true believer, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his death, even the death of the cross. And if we know something of the death of the cross of Christ, it was by the reason of that shedding his blood on Calvary's tree that he opened up a new and living way for these souls redeemed by the blood of Christ shall enter heaven at their death. and how vile it is to know it. And how we have to pray, Lord, do not leave me to be a wanderer. Do not leave me to wave about with doubts and fears, but confirm my soul with real signs following, that I might know the truth. You see, a great privilege to be a believer. Because you cast all your care and your burdens upon the Lord, because you believe that he can sustain you, that he knows your goings, dear friends. He knows your pathway that you are walking in. And oh, what a mercy if he sets before you an open door by his wisdom given you and me. He hears his voice, he opens the door, and none can shut it. And this is our mercy to believers. Set before an open door, no man can shut it. The blessed mercy, he has shut it to the enemies of the truth. But he makes a way. I know in the world you'll see those, dear friends, that have been very privileged and very favoured in the way they've got on, and yet they know not the truth. But the Lord will take care of all those that honour him. Because he said, they that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And we find plenty of those that despise the Lord. You see, good, nice people, helpful people. But one thing is lacking, and that is a knowledge of Christ. And by the grace of God, you have been taught under the truth of these blessed truths. And so, the trembling thought of if your name was left out when he calls of your name. But blessed be the Lord if he's given you and me these evidences, because he calls you by your name and he shows you this door of access into the truth. He opens the eyes of our understanding that we begin to understand the scriptures. There will be very little, but we do know certain portions of God's truth that are comfort and hope to our souls, because he's laid this and that upon our soul to seek him while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. Blessed be the Lord. And so, you want him to sow these good works to you as he works in you, both the will and do of his good pleasure. And it's for the sheep of Christ. A chosen people, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. They're taught the truth. And though there's some might argue with them about this and that portion of religion, if the Lord has given you that living faith, you'll hold fast to the form of sound words, what he has spoken to you of, or what he's led and guided you and me to reading in the Word of God. You search the scriptures, and he says, in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they. These are they, he said, that shall know salvation. And we want to know more of this great salvation, and not to neglect it. Or how little time we do spend in searching the scriptures compared to all those other hours in the day. But what a mercy if Jesus saves, and saves unto the uttermost all those that come to God by him, because it's all that the Father give him. Him shall come to him, and him that cometh unto me, he says, I will in no wise cast out. You cannot, dear friends, I cannot constrain you to come, only he can, by hearing his voice. Unexpectedly he can speak to you. Unexpectedly he can take his word and seal it upon your soul and mind. This is not free will, this is free and sovereign grace. It's all of his free and sovereign grace, dear friends, that makes you willing in the day of his power. He calls you. As my sheep calls you, pricks you in the conscience many a day, maybe, many a time, until ultimately he comes with a further revelation and shows you by faith his sufferings. Shows you by faith his hands and his feet and side. It is I. It is I, he says. And he shows them his hands and his feet and side. Blessed Jesus. He's a living Saviour. He is gone up to heaven as he was here upon the earth. Never mind those that have these theories, dear friends, that Christ was not human. He was humanity and deity in one. And he showed them his hands and feet and his side. And they believed. And he can reveal that to you and me through his word. You'll be of a sorrowful spirit when you look upon him and see him, see whom he has pierced, but whom your sins and mine have pierced. And you'll know what it is to come with weeping. Lord, save me for thy mercy's sake. Lord, speak peace and pardon to me. Say to my soul that I am redeemed by the blood of Christ. All these things that work together for your good to them that love God. And there will be your bosom glowing with love if you hear his voice. And you say, why was I made to hear his voice and enter while his room, while thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve to come? And so he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. He command you to keep his commandments. To keep, Lord, his commandments. And he'll lay that commandment upon your soul until there's a performance of these things, a set time when love draws you by the cords of man, by the bands of his love. Love is the golden chain that binds those happy souls above. And he's an heir and she's an heiress, whose bosoms glow with love when he speaks. You feel unworthy, dwelling, glorious guest, favour astonishing divine, that the Lord should so come where I am, vile wretch, wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from this body of sin and death. I thank God, this is one, through Jesus Christ my Lord, he's the comforter, he's the saviour, he's the redeemer. And if your name is in the book of life, it's because he bought you the price. And you'll pray, Lord, do keep me from the love of sinning. Do keep my mind stayed upon thee. To be a true believer indeed, that knows that he or she are unworthy of the least of his mercies, but plead with him, take not thy spirit from me, O Lord, but rather to hear thy voice as one of the sheep. And you'll be led at one or last into that one fold where there's one shepherd, the very heaven itself. He's preparing a place in the heavens now, and he will come again to see you unto himself, that where he is shall ye live and reign forever. Eternal life. What must it be to be there? If he's bought you with a price, you'll be able to consider the glories of Emmanuel's land. And Jesus is there. No matter what men on earth concoct in their desires, in their understanding of the scriptures, one thing is needful, and that is even here while you're upon earth, to sit at his feet, as Mary did, and learn of him. Yes, you will be, as we all are, careful and troubled about many things like Martha. But the Lord said one thing is needful. And that one thing is most needful to your soul and mine, that you might win Christ and be found in him, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, but that righteousness which is through faith in the Son of God, who gave himself for you. Lay down his life, his friends, and you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Eternal life, and they shall never perish. And may the main of temptation be tossed, the sorrows may swell as a sea, but none of the ransom shall ever be lost. The righteous shall hold his way, and that my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And here these rebellious Jews want to stone him. Oh, how sad. But don't they want to stone him today? Don't they want to stone true believers? Don't they want to behead them, dear friends, because of their own deceptive, devilish religion? Oh, we need to hold fast to their precious word. And unto you, therefore, which believe, he becomes very precious. It will be precious, dear friends, to know that you've heard his voice. Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Daughter, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. My peace I give unto you. And that's what we need, his voice. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not yourself. I cannot quite quiet it now, but anyway, let not yourself get weakened by the devil. I would say that. The devil is ever ready to try and tempt you and me to give up. But blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ. My Father and I are one. Oh, blessed Lord. Jesus, his Father, sent him into the world to seek and to save lost sinners. You and me were the worst, and my sheep. Oh, blessed mercy to be a sheep. And you see, he said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. He laid down his life. Think of it. Laid down his life to satisfy the demands of the broken law from such sinners as you and me. It's Jesus, my friend, that hung on the tree, that opened the channel of mercy for me. It's striving to enter the straight gate, a few to be to find it, but blessed be the Lord. The thief cometh sometimes to try and rob you, to steal, to kill and destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And so he said, I give unto them eternal life. He that has made my heaven secure will help and provide, while Christ is rich. I can't be poor. What can I want beside? Or to know that Jesus is formed in your heart and mind, the hope of glory. No other refuge, but in the merits of Jesus. Oh, you pray, do help me to hang my helpless soul upon him, to wait upon him, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that wait upon the Lord, to renew your strength. You might mount up with wings as eagles, you might run and not be weary, you might walk and not be faint. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. My sheep. Oh, precious word, may we be favoured, each of us, in due time to hear the voice of this good shepherd and to feel that union and communion with him from off the mercy seat, and the constraining love to follow him, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way to him I view. May he pardon all amiss and get to himself honour and glory for anything accepted in heaven. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 345, the tune is Last Wish, 41. My soul with joy attend, while Jesus' silent breaks. No angel's harp such music yields as what my shepherd speaks. I know my sheep, he cries. My soul approves them well. Vain is the treacherous world's disguise, and vain the rage of hell. Fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.